A voi is our chapter 5 Mishnah 10, Ya Nesech Shenafel Labor, if Labashin wine fell into a vat of kosher wine, as we explained above. So Kula Aser Banos, the whole thing we said is forbidden for from benefit, right? This is the actual wine falls into wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he disagrees. He says, no, Yamacha Kula L'Nochi, what you can do is sell to a Gentile the whole thing of wine, the whole vat of wine, and then what you do is Chutz Midimei Ya Nesech Shevo, you reduce the cost of the libation wine that fell inside there. So let's say you estimate that amount, and then you take that amount, you sell the whole thing to the non-Jew, and the amount of libation wine, you take that money and you throw it into the sea. So you're not getting benefit from the libation wine, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but you know the rest of it you can get benefit from. You can't drink it, but you can get benefit from it. So now, interesting quotes about the end, the Kahati, quotes the Gemara, that says, in practice, the halacha is as follows, like this. If it's wine in wine, so then it's entirely forbidden for benefit, wine in wine. It's not like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. If it's a barrel with a barrel, so then what you can do is you can sell the whole lot and reduce the cost of the barrel, one barrel, and throw that into, you know, get rid of that. And if it's ordinary non-Jewish wine, meaning it hasn't actually been offered up to an idol, it's ordinary non-Jewish wine, so, and even if it's wine into wine, so then it's permitted for benefit, except for the cost of the wine that fell in, so that would be less in. So the only real strict one would be wine into wine where it's actually proper libation wine. It's actually been offered up to an idol. That's the strictest category.